Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Alan Shoes. This is show number 35, and today is Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. Happy New Year.
And hello, my name is Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Alan Shoes in Tucson. As hosts of this show, Rob and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created the show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news. On most shows, we interviewed leaders in the community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge. Some of them have shared their stories of struggles and success. So it's a year in review.
Bob. Sort of. It is. It's been quite a year, huh, Alan?
It's been quite a year.
Oh, my goodness.
So we pulled up a lot of data about what happened during the pandemic so we can review, we can comment on it, we can throw darts at it, arrows at it, you know, whatever we need to. What do you got, Rob?
Well, you know, Alan, we're going to do a little timeline here to go through. There's so much has happened this year. We thought we might need to just go through a bit of a review. So as the year ended, the United States surpassed 20 million infections from SARS-CoV-19 and more than 346,000 deaths. Globally, cases rose to 83,832,234, with 1,824,590 deaths. Cases in some parts of the country began surging again in the weeks after Thanksgiving. The same effect may be seen in January, as health officials are gravely concerned about the extent of travel for the Christmas and New Year holidays. While vaccines began to roll out in the last month of the year, it's going to be a bit of a time before they get out there all the way. This is an updated look at how the pandemic progressed throughout 2020. On January 9th of last year, the WHO, the World Health Organization, announced mysterious coronavirus-related pneumonia in Wuhan, China. That was the first one, Alan. Then on January 20th, the CDC said three U.S. airports will begin screening for coronavirus. That's what happened in January. January 21st of last year, the CDC confirmed the first U.S. coronavirus case. Chinese scientists on that same day confirmed COVID-19 human transmission. On January 23rd of last year, Wuhan went under quarantine. On January 31st, the WHO issued a global health emergency. On February 2nd, global air travel was restricted. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? February 3rd, U.S. declares public health emergency. February 10th, my birthday, China's COVID-19 deaths exceeded those of the SARS crisis. February 25th, the CDC said COVID-19 is heading towards pandemic status. March 6th, 21 passengers on a California cruise ship tested positive. March 11th, WHO declares COVID-19 a pandemic. March 13th, Trump declares COVID-19 a national emergency. March 13th, travel ban on non-U.S. citizens traveling from Europe goes into effect. March 17th, University of Minnesota begins testing hydroxychloroquine. March 17th, CMS temporarily expands use of telehealth. March 17th, administration asks Congress Americans for direct financial relief. California then issued a statewide stay-at-home order. And on March 24th, with clinical trials on hold, innovation was stalling. March 25th, reports find extended shutdowns can delay a second wave, so that's when we were... That's about the time we had the shutdown here, I believe.
You know, I think a lot of us were starting to pay attention in mid-March. And for some reason, now all those dates in January and February make sense. But at the time, we were thinking they were like not really impactful until we started experiencing the shutdown ourselves in March. Of course, we weren't privy to all the knowledge that some people had that were getting national, information, international information every day, every morning in a security briefing. We weren't privy to that. So maybe we would have done something a little bit different.
We might have.
You know, I wouldn't have brought in all my merchandise. I wouldn't have even opened my new store at the last day of February.
Right.
If I knew the extent of the damage. So now, in retrospect, a lot of those things make a lot of sense.
That's true. It's true. And then on March 27th, finally, Trump signed the CARES Act into law, which helped a lot of people. We're going to talk about the, I guess, I don't know if it's going to be called the New CARES Act or not, but there is a new one coming down the line. So anyway, in April, troubles with COVID cocktails came up. On April 16th, they were trying to figure out a way to reopen the economy. There's all kinds of issues we went through in that period of time. We opened the economy around about the middle of May, I think, is when Governor Ducey lifted the lockdown in Arizona.
I think we reopened on May 8th in our stores. And I think you could have opened as early as the 4th or the 5th. You're supposed to take some precautions, but I think May 8th was the official day you could let people, really you were unchained at retail, but not necessarily in the restaurant business and in gyms and in bars.
Right.
They've really paid the price all year, Rob.
Yeah, because the gyms and bars, I don't think the gyms opened until maybe June. We were able to go back to our gym, and the bars are still in a big, big bad situation. Anyway, May 28th, Alan, was the day that we in this country had 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. Where are we today? Close to 350,000 today?
I think at this point I was hearing either on the news today or reading earlier that they predict another so many deaths. And it's easy to see right now that before this pandemic is over, it's going to be 500,000 people in the United States that are going to perish as a result of COVID-19.
It's definitely going in that way. On June 10th, the U.S. COVID-19 cases reached 2 million. Wow. You know, so we're looking back, hindsight, there, it's true this year. Hindsight is 2020, isn't it?
It is now.
On June 22nd, they came out with a study that said 80% of the cases in March went undetected. So there's so much of this going on. June 29th, Gilead set a price for remdesivir at $3,120. Remember, that was the drug that was supposed to really help people that were really sick.
People go to jail for doing stuff like that.
Yeah, they do. Fauci warned on June 30th that new COVID-19 cases could hit 100,000 a day. I think we've surpassed that. July 2nd, states reversed their reopening plans. July 7th, CMS plans to pay more for home dialysis equipment. They had to do that because of all the people going on dialysis. We surpassed 3 million infections on July 7th. It goes on and on, Alan.
But those are the early indicators, the things that kind of got us. Every little step along the way is an indicator to where we are right now. And here's something else that I'd like to throw an analogy to. I'm not sure it's a pure analogy, but as of last night, we have now experienced 50 years when you cannot advertise cigarettes on TV. And it's pretty clear right now,
right,
50 years later, that there's a clear cause between smoking and cancer. There was that clear cause over 50 years ago.
Right.
But there are still people to this day that said, oh, no, that's not necessarily a direct correlation because people get cancer that never smoked.
Right.
And the analogy I'd like to make is there are people right now that are saying that wearing masks isn't necessarily a prevention, and other things that they're saying that are they're deniers of this pandemic, and eventually things are going to be proven true here. You know, you can't just go and, it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter your education. A lot of things don't matter. The COVID doesn't care. It's going to infect you. It doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you're powerful. It doesn't matter if you've already had COVID. You need to have precaution. You can't just go out on New Year's Eve and have a party with all your friends at a resort.
Well, some people do, but you can't really do that.
You know, but they're like not believing the obvious, just like they didn't 60 years ago believe that there is this correlation between smoking. They're not believing some things, and there's a high degree of percentage of people right now that are still mask deniers, they're COVID deniers, they're thinking it's a conspiracy. They got to wake up because what they're doing is not only endangering themselves, they're endangering the rest of us.
Absolutely, and they're endangering our country, and that's a big part of our problem. But it's not good for business, and that's why we're here, to make business
better.
That's right,
it's not good for business. You got to get real, and you got to look at the obvious of what's going on and the indicators of your business. We're going to come back, and we're going to discuss Some of the things that have happened in Arizona with the pandemic over the past year. We do not have a guest today. Actually, our guest is, my guest is Rob, and Rob's guest is me.
There you go.
That's right. But you're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Our show is produced by the Moderate Broadcasting Group. Our call line is 790-2040. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing, featuring our five crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you've come to trust. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Al McCloskey, owner of Allen Shoes. And we've been reviewing the pandemic and history of some of the events of early last year. And now, though, we're going to focus a little bit on some of the events that happened in Arizona. Do you have that article, Rob?
I do, Alan. Over the past 9 months, the pandemic has changed our lives forever. At the same time, faculty, students, and staff from the Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health have led the charge to fight the spread of the virus and support communities that have been most affected. Looking back to March of this year, when COVID-19 first began to spread in Arizona, few of us could have imagined how the pandemic would transform our lives. Now, more than 9 or 10 months later, we now know that 2020 will be a landmark year, the year of COVID, the year that public health entered the headlines. From the beginning, the students, faculty, and staff worked tirelessly to respond to the crisis. At the Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Health, we have collaborated with our partners inside and outside the university to stop and slow the virus. We have worked to support our diverse communities in a time of need, and we've applied our expertise and energy to address the social and health disparities highlighted by the pandemic. This is a year that has put us to the test, and we have risen to the challenge with compassion, dedication, and innovation. Our college community has done so much to fight COVID, and we are amazed and proud when we look back at all we have accomplished. Thanks to the leadership team guided by Dean Ayman Hakeem, the college has adapted in so many ways and at the same time launched initiatives to help the university and the Tucson region, the state, and effectively help the pandemic. We also know there is so much more to be done, even with the first vaccine starting to arrive, and there's still a long road ahead before we reach the other side. In this year of a review, we look back month by month at many initiatives. In March, the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in Arizona in late January, and by March, the state was on alert, cases were rising, and K-12 schools were shut down. That was what happened in March. In April, as cases of COVID-19 continued to climb slowly in Arizona, Dr. Casey Ernst was a key member of the U of A team that created the Arizona COVID Text public health tool, a two-way texting system that gathers vital public health information from Arizonans and also directs information and resources to those in need. At the same time, public health students from the SAFER team, student aid for field epidemiology response, had begun to do case investigations for Pima County. Looking ahead, leadership at the U of A assigned Dr. Jeff Burgess as chair of the lead of the U of A Reopen Working Group, convened by Provost Liesl Folks. In May, by the end of May, COVID-19 cases in Arizona had begun to rise more quickly, and public health experts were concerned. Circumstances in Arizona around the country were changing quickly. At the University of Arizona, President Robbins was looking ahead, hoping to reopen the university in the fall if a safe path forward could be found. Robbins appointed Dr. Richard Carmona, 17th U.S. Surgeon General, distinguished professor, and to lead the reentry task force. In addition, President Robbins recruited Dr. Kate Ellingston, Dr. Casey Ernst, and Dr. Cecilia Rosales to help guide decisions for U of A reentry and lead some of the reentry teams. When moving forward to June, COVID-19 cases in Arizona are beginning a steep rise that would ultimately reveal itself to be a dangerous spike and put Arizona in the national spotlight. In July, COVID-19 cases rose at an alarming rate, and hoping for better conditions in the weeks ahead, President Robbins decided to focus on reopening in fall, and the U of A reopening strategy grew from the continuing work done by the faculty. Meanwhile, grants from the University of Arizona Office of Research, Innovation, and Impact enabled crucial research projects. In August, as the long, hot summer dragged on with record-breaking heat in Arizona, case counts in the state began to decline from their peak in July. All attention turned to the return of students, with the first day of classes scheduled for August 24th. However, students started returning to the dorms 2 weeks before that, and widespread testing of students and staff commenced as part of the UA Arizona's Test, Trace, and Treat Reentry Plan. In September, with the return of thousands of University of Arizona students to campus dormitories and nearby private student housing, everyone was watching the rate of COVID-19 tests in the campus community. For the first few weeks, the positive tests stayed low as other universities around the country opened and then quickly shut down when cases spiked. A few weeks into the semester, however, more positive tests popped up, and soon there was a surge in cases among students. At the time, almost all classes remained online only. Transmission was happening primarily when students socialized, and fortunately, almost no faculty and staff were infected. In early October, the COVID-19 case counts remained low, but then they began to climb again towards the end of the month, along with case counts in the rest of the country. The university moved to phase two of its reentry plan and began holding more in-person classes. In November, unfortunately, along with the rest of the country, COVID-19 cases in Arizona continued to climb, and hospitals were once again concerned that they would become overloaded with COVID patients. At the university, the worst had been averted, and most students stayed at home after they left for the Thanksgiving holiday. All U of A classes were held online for the remainder of the semester. 9 months into the pandemic, we had learned so much. By this time, we understood the basic measures that could stop the spread of the virus, and yet infections were still rising due to misinformation, prevention fatigue, and social division. And it's been an unexpected year, Alan, and we're still going through it, and it's getting worse and worse. And I read this morning in the Arizona Republic that the hospitals are getting close to full capacity. They may have to start triaging patients here soon and deciding who's going to get care and who's not.
Well, it surprised me the other day when I opened up a Facebook article and discovered that someone suffering from COVID-19 was actually in a hospice. So I think that maybe they're discharging some of their patients to hospice And that might be something that is in their arsenal to do. And we should review where we're at here. If you are 75 years or older, you're in the second group after medical staff of getting your, what they call the Fauci ouchie, according to my wife, you know, the vaccine. And so if you are 75 or older, I think you should, and you're not aware about when you're going to be getting your vaccine, it will probably be in the next few weeks here. So if you need information, maybe you call the Pima County Department of Health and try to get some information on how you can get in line, or your personal doctor, but or CVS or Walgreens, which I believe are in charge of some of the distribution of the vaccine.
Certainly, I know that the Walgreens and CVS are inoculating the folks in the nursing homes and care facilities, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be a part of the plan.
I got to tell you, though, that you got to be very careful, because that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't get the virus. There's been a few cases of some people that have gotten their vaccine, but then they find out that they have COVID already because of a previous contact, or because they have not received the benefit of the vaccine yet in their system. It takes a while to happen. So there's, I think if my understanding is correct, you get your first vaccine shot. 3 weeks later, you get your second shot. The first one might give you up to 50% protection. The second one might give you up to 95% protection. But that doesn't mean that you are clear. You're still going to need to wear a mask. It's going to be many months until enough people in the community, enough people in the United States are covered by this vaccine. I'm going to tell you, though, so it's going to continue to still disrupt daily activities. My high school reunion group met yesterday, Rob, and they decided that it may or may not be in the cards to have a fall August reunion as we normally do for our 45th Rincon High School reunion.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's going to disrupt a lot of people here, and we need to be aware of that this year is just not going to be good either. And you and I were speaking just before the show went on the air that many of us in retail experience, and I think really in Arizona, you experience a pretty good spring business as a result of either the winter visitors or your regular clientele or the change of seasons. And so your spring 2020 season was disrupted by a big shutdown in the middle of the spring. Between 4 and 6 weeks for retail businesses, longer for restaurants. And it looks like you're going to experience another disruption, not necessarily a shutdown, but you're not going to be back to normal in spring 21. So you can pretty much kiss goodbye your profit expectations already for 2020 and for 2021. And that's really what our show is about, is that how do you get back on track, Rob?
Well, you know, Alan, it's taken a lot of hard work, and there's some opportunities out there that we wanted to talk about, because finally, Congress took its time and President Donald Trump held it up, but a new stimulus package was finally signed into law. Fortunately, it contained some help for small business owners and the self-employed, but it took an awfully long time for them to do it, Alan. I mean, how many months have they been fighting over this?
Months, a long time. But the good news, Rob, is I'm going to be out and about trying to get a tire fixed on Monday. Maybe I can just stop by the bank and pick up my check then. Is that good enough? Can I do it then?
I'm sure. Call them up. They'll have it ready for you. No problem. Just go through the drive-thru and they'll hand you a check for a couple hundred thousand or whatever, and it'd be nice.
Have you seen anything about when that means now? How soon can the businesses get their cash?
Don't know. We do not know.
They have to have an application. It has to be online. B of A already released some guidance that they don't know yet, but stay tuned.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about this after the break, because there are some things out there that are available for small business people that are going to be happening at some point here now. It's not going to be Monday or Tuesday, probably, especially since this week is going to be pretty contentious in Congress, I'm imagining. But Soon we'll be getting some relief for some of our friends out there. And
we're going to try to get them on the show. So right when we come back from our break for news and for our commercial break, Rob, I'm going to mention a couple of of organizations. Maybe we're gonna let the radio waves and the word of mouth do their job and get us some good guests here. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen. It's on KVOI, 10:30 a.m., The Voice. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. Next segment, we have a lot more of interest to you. We've got plenty of articles lined up to read you and to discuss. And we're going to, you know, come right back after our commercial break.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife, Annette, and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. We don't have a guest today, Rob. We've been talking about things that have been happening during the pandemic, a little run through history, and then some things that are happening now. And here's an article. We didn't put them on our Putts of the Week nominees, and it's more sad than than funny. But and also this week, we should really award Putts of the Year.
Absolutely, and I think we have a good candidate here.
We have a very good candidate. So here's an article that was I found on NPR.org. Milwaukee pharmacist was arrested Thursday, accused of tampering with and causing the destruction of more than 550 doses of the Moderna vaccine against the coronavirus last week. Police confirmed this in his county in Wisconsin. In a statement, Grafton Police Department officials said the pharmacist, now fired from the Advocate Aurora Health Hospital System was arrested on recommended charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, adulterating a prescription drug, and criminal damage to property. Officials did not release the individual's identity pending formal advisement of charges. However, a licensed pharmacist named Stephen Brandenburg was booked Thursday for the same charges, so that might be that person.
Sounds like it.
According to the county sheriff's department in Wisconsin, officials said that in a written statement at Aurora Health public safety officials made, the pharmacist responsible admitted to intentionally removing the vaccine, knowing that if not properly stored, the vaccine would be ineffective. The Moderna vials must be stored between 36 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit. They can remain effective for up to 12 hours if left at room temperature. Beyond that, the drug is rendered useless. During a teleconference Thursday, the chief Aurora Medical Group officer, Jeff Baer, told reporters that the former employee deliberately removed the vials from refrigeration on two separate occasions, on December 24th overnight, then returning them to proper storage, then again on December 25th into Saturday morning. A pharmacist technician discovered them outside the refrigerator on Christmas morning and immediately notified superiors. As a result, healthcare workers were forced to throw out about 570 doses of vaccine. However, some people will be given the medicine that had been left out. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Grafton police detectives reported 57 patients received those injections. Well, the value of the spoiled dose is estimated between $8,000 and $11,000. However, I think the damage to some people that could have been in line, could have gotten the vaccine, you never know where these shortages are going to pop up. Somebody's going to get hurt as a result of this pharmacist's actions, and I don't know what he was thinking. He's not only a putz, but he's a danger to society, Rob.
Absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, Alan, let's go to some good news. We spoke before the break about the new PPP program that's coming about. So we'd like to discuss that a second. Congress passed a $284 billion for another round of Paycheck Protection Program loans. You can apply for a new PPP forgivable loan whether or not you received one before. This can be your first or second loan. You cannot get more than two. Well, you can't get more than two unless you play some games like some people did, but most people can't get more than two. Here's the good news. Your income gross receipts must have declined by 25% or more in any quarter of 2020 compared to 2019. It appears that this loss will need to be measured by quarters, not just a three-month period. Gross receipts are likely to exclude funds from PPP loans or other loans or grants. You must have been in business prior to February 15, 2020. You must have used or will use all of your previous PPP loan money if you received one. You must have fewer than 300 employees. Qualified businesses can be corporations, LLCs, sole proprietors, self-employed, independent contractors. No loan can be greater than $2 million. Most businesses can get, as in the first round of PPP, you can get up to your average monthly payroll times 2.5. In other words, if your total 2019 monthly payroll cost averaged $10,000, you can apply for $25,000. Keep in mind that payroll expenses include all costs for W-2 employees, including wages, commissions, bonuses, health insurance, retirement, state and local taxes. Accommodation and food service businesses, recognizing how hard hit these industries have been, Congress upped the amount to 3.5 times average 2019 monthly payroll costs. In other words, if your restaurant's 2019 monthly payroll averaged $10,000, you can now apply for $35,000. Forgiveness works this way. You can get forgiveness for this PPP loan by spending at least 60% on payroll expenses and a maximum of 40% on other qualifying expenses during an 8 or 24-week period. Most more expenses now qualify. PPP set certain aside for loans. Besides this, because the smallest businesses and those located in low and moderate income areas were often shut out of the first PPP funding, this bill includes a set asides for small businesses with fewer than 10 employees, those in low to moderate income areas, and funds for small community banks, credit unions, and community-based lenders. This will hopefully level the playing field, making it easier for small needier businesses to get these loans. If you've already received PPP loans, expenses used for forgiveness are now tax deductible. When Congress passed the CARES Act, lawmakers indicated that PPP funds should not be taxable. However, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin decided businesses could not deduct expenses used to qualify forgiveness, thus making an equivalent amount to PPP loans taxable. This legislation reverses that. And there's a simplified form for forgiveness. If your PPP loan was for $150,000 or less, there will be a new simple one-page form to apply. Your lender should provide you a link to a form in this new year. So there's still, it's out there, Alan, but a lot of questions as to when you're going to be able to get these funds.
I think this is a good week if you're a business person to call up your banker and develop that relationship so that you have some place to apply when opening comes for you to apply for this set of funds. I mean, it's never a bad thing to have a good relationship with a banker, but I think it's essential to have somebody that you can reach out and talk to. Don't you think so, Rob?
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of small business people don't have a relationship with a banker because, you know, they pretty well are self-reliant on funding, and so it might not be a bad idea to try to find one. There are a lot of the smaller banks are probably going to be more helpful than the large banks, I can tell you that.
You know, it's a difficult thing to run a business right now, and you have to be on your game. And unfortunately, with fewer staff that you might have hired back for your company that might be suffering from a volume decline, you're going to have to pay attention. You might have to be working nights trying to fill out these forms. I don't know how you can juggle all these things, and it's very difficult for a business, but you got to be on your game. And it's no time to be just thinking things are going to just come together for you. You need to, as a business owner, take control and make sure that you have all your records and you prepare yourself to be able to apply for these loans correctly, and that you don't play any games, because later on it can really cost you. Like, you know, we're a shoe business, but in our office sometimes we feed our staff. I don't think that's going to qualify me as a restaurant for 3.5 times.
Probably not. Probably not. But there's another bomb out here, Alan, waiting for some small businesses that we need to just mention before the next break. And even though they're going to forgive these loans, the feds are, they're going to forgive the loans and they're going to let you take the expenses, there's no guarantee that the state of Arizona is going to do the same thing. So you may have a tax bill from the state of Arizona that you're going to have to pay based on these, because there has been no determination in our state or any others at this point how they're going to work with these PPP loans and forgiveness.
You know, I've always wondered the following. You know, every year you can make charitable donations, and certainly all these places in Arizona deserve and need the money. But you could take a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for making these, you know, if you follow all these official rules or whatever. And I always bothered me and wondered, like, you know, is that something we can really afford as a state? And so I'm thinking people are going to be thinking, can we afford as a state to be as beneficial as the Fed is being regarding the use of these funds and how you're supposed to deduct them or not deduct them? So anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So you just be prepared. And there's going to probably be a lot of extension filing in the next year as far as taxes go, and a lot of uncertainty. So talk to your tax professionals, folks. But there's some potential out there for problems.
There's a double-edged sword with that, because you're going to need, if you're going to need any other funding this year, if you're going to need an EIDL loan, which is a Economic Disaster Recovery Act loan, and they're going to open those up again, and if you're going to need any SBA financing, if you're going to need any conventional financing, if you could get it, you're going to need to have your taxes brought up to date, and they're going to wonder what are you doing and what kind of forgiveness you're getting. So you're like in trouble if you delay it, and because you don't have the information. But I talked to a CPA this week, Rob, and he said he's not prepared to do all these tax things. He doesn't think there's enough guidance.
Absolutely, and we're going to try to get a CPA on in the next couple of weeks to discuss these as we get some more information. So
we also think we need to get somebody on here from the YWCA. They've been awarded the privilege of handing out some city monies and whatever. We'd love to get their take on what they're doing, especially their Women's Small Business Program, which is pretty interesting of what they're doing. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. We have our website up there. We've got all our past shows. We've got information up there that might be helpful. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice. In our next segment, we call it segment four. In our next segment, we have our sarcastic quotes, which we got a lot of great ones, and we have our Putts of the Week and Putts of the Year nominees and awards. So please join us. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Allen Shoes. What do you have? Do you like to educate our...
Well, this is interesting, Alan, because it does affect Arizona a little bit. A judge dismissed a lawsuit from Representative Louie Gohmert, a Republican from Texas, that was aimed at Vice President Mike Pence, seeking to put the authority to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's election win in the vice president's hands. U.S. District Court Judge Jeremy Kernodle, who is a Trump appointee, says Gohmert and a group of other Republicans on the lawsuit lacked standing. Gohmert alleges at most an institutional inquiry to the House of Representatives. Gohmert and the group of Republicans filed the suit against Pence this week, arguing that the vice president has the constitutional authority to decide the election. Interestingly enough, the other plaintiffs are the slate of Republican presidential electors for the state of Arizona. They alleged an injury that is not fairly traceable to the defendant, the vice president of the United States, and is unlikely to redress by the request relief. Accordingly, as explained, the court lacks subject matter jurisdiction over this case and must dismiss the action. And this was brought by Gohmert, and it was signed on by the head of the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward, and those electors, Alan. So kind of interesting, the last lawsuit that's been thrown out probably.
You know, there's some problems with the thought of all that stuff. I think we've had enough testing of the theory of that the election results aren't fair, but I think that the evidence suggests we're going to move forward. We're going to have a new president on January 20th. You might have heard of him. His name is Joe Biden.
Yes, and you know, Alan, like we've been talking over the last few weeks, all of this is bad for business because when you have this uncertainty out there, you have this kind of discord, people don't want to buy things. And it was interesting, I was telling you this story earlier. We were with a friend in Phoenix, and he wants to, talking about buying a brand new Lexus, a nice expensive car. And he's got the money, he could probably write a check for it tomorrow. And he said, you know what, I'm not going to buy this car for a while because I just don't feel confident about it. Now, I got to tell you, I would imagine that several of the Lexus dealers in Phoenix area, because he's from Phoenix, are probably members of the Republican Party. And if I were them, I'd be on top of that Republican Party telling them to calm things down a little bit because, you know what, people don't want to buy cars when things are like that. They need to, these business people need to step up and say, hey, folks, you're not helping us at all.
We're going to move on because our show is going to be over in several minutes. So we're going to go through our regular sarcastic quotes. And Rob, I found this one that kind of ends the year here and to kind of put a, well, the year is over. So it really puts a cap. And this has to do with our sarcastic quotes. Most people can't tell if I'm being sincere. Excuse me. Most people can't tell if I'm being sincere or smart aleck. I think it's kind of a gift. So we have this study from 2015 covered by Scientific American and which Parade magazine reported recently on their website at parade.com. It's a list of 200 best sarcastic quotes, and we're up to 171, Rob. Go ahead.
Number 171, there's someone for everyone, and there's a person for you, a psychiatrist.
I like sleeping because it's like being dead without the commitment. That's 172.
Number 173, not a single one of my multiple personalities like you.
Number 174, I'll always cherish the original misconception I had of you.
Number 175, if someone asks, are you crazy? Simply reply, yes.
Number 176, patience, what you have when there are too many witnesses.
177, I'm sorry, I don't take orders. I barely take suggestions.
Number 178, don't confuse a smile with someone baring teeth.
Number 171, number 179, I love deadlines. I like the whooshing around they make as they fly by.
Number 180, we all know someone who speaks fluent crap.
Yes, we do.
So now we have our Putts of the Week nominees. We've got plenty. We've narrowed those down to four nominees. We're going to see if we can get through all four. Well, who Putts number one? Something about a Tyson factory.
Yes,
Tyson
Alan.
Chicken.
A manager at Tyson Foods who was fired for participating in an office betting pool on how many coworkers would contract COVID-19 said it was meant as a morale boost and was done without malicious intent. Don Mirschbrock, one of seven managers terminated for the sixth stunt at the company's pork processing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, broke his silence in an interview with the Associated Press, claiming supervisors came up with the idea last spring, just after mass testing of 2,800 workers at the facility. The Tyson employee of 10 years and former night manager said the entry fee for the winner-take-all pool was $50, which went to the person who picked the correct percentage of workers who came down with the virus. Those who took part didn't think the pool violated company policy. It was a group of exhausted supervisors that had worked so hard and so smart to solve many unsolvable problems, he said. It was simply something fun, kind of a morale boost for having put forth an incredible effort. There was never any malicious intent. It was never meant to disparage anyone. Mirschbrock said managers at the facility were faced with an impossible task of keeping up production at its largest pork plant while incorporating virus precautions leading to 12-hour shifts up to 7 days a week. The supervisors are not the evil people the company officials have characterized, he said.
I think the funniest thing of that story is I always equated Tyson with chicken, so I didn't know pork came from chicken.
Well, I something different. Anyway,
no, it's something else. Okay, number two. Number two is something about a nurse.
All right, this one I'm going to have to do a little bit of We'll see what we can make this out. A male nurse in Indonesia has been suspended after admitting that he stripped off his personal protective equipment to have relations in a toilet with a man infected with COVID-19. It's true that there's been a suspected incident of a relationship between a health worker and a COVID-19 patient at the Wisma Atlet Emergency Hospital. They were following up with legal processing. The incident in Jakarta came to light when the patient boasted about the romp on his Twitter account. He uploaded a screenshot of WhatsApp messages between the couple, including details, and it was...
You make me sorry I even put that on the list. Yeah, Go to number three. What woman says about something about a UPS store. A woman made
cops
a claim.
Cops called on a woman insisting the UPS store is her private residence after being asked to wear a mask. In the latest instance of a white woman going viral for all the wrong reasons, an unidentified woman can be seen calling a UPS store her private residence after she was asked to wear a mask. Originally shared on TikTok by the user AsapVic, the three videos show the woman refused to mask up, then began a lengthy outburst while an onlooker recorded the incident all the way up to police arriving at the scene. The woman can be seen talking at the bystander's phone as one of the employees in the store repeatedly asks her to leave or put on a mask. The woman proceeds to tell the person filming to put their phone down, saying, "This is a private residence, and actually I'm restricting your recording, and so therefore you are now allowed to do this." The employees waste no time telling her their establishment is not, in fact, a private residence. When she was grilled as to why she wasn't wearing a mask, she said, "My mask? I'm not a conformer. Why are you wearing one?" Her template responses sound as though they were taken verbatim from an alt-right YouTuber, and they probably are. She also alleged she's already had COVID-19, which is definitely believable.
We need to move on here. Number four, Arizona GOP chair.
Here we are, Alan. This is it. This is loading. This came out this morning, actually, on the Arizona Republic. Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward fails again to destroy America. This is from E.J. Montini of the Arizona Republic. I suppose the very first thing that should be pointed out is that the judge who ruled against the latest cockeyed attempt to overturn the presidential election was appointed by President Donald Trump. Not that such a thing will quell the conspiracy buffs, but there is. U.S. District Court Judge Jeremy Kernodle, a Trump employee, tossed the lawsuit. The lawsuit would have given Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the election. But the judge kept it simple. He said the group lacked standing. He could have added that they lacked respect for the American electoral process. He could have added that they lack understanding of the judicial system. He could have said they lack appreciation for a smooth transition of power.
I have to stop you there, Rob. We don't have enough time. We're going to have to say, because I think you and I have previously agreed, that GOP chair of Arizona, Kelly Ward, is putz of the that's not good enough. Putz of the year.
Agreed.
Okay, she's awarded putz of the year. We're going to make all your calls to Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. If this has been Back to Business with Rob and Alan, KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey.
And Rob Davidson. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great week. Stay safe.